Exercise 17. Listen to the passage on the character of Sherlock Holmes and complete the chart. Today we're going to talk about a particular detective, an internationally famous private investigator called Sherlock Holmes. He smokes a pipe and plays the violin, and a few details are sufficient to make him understand who committed a crime. He lives at 221B Baker Street, London. Nowadays, his house is a museum dedicated to him where thousands of people go and visit his belongings. He appears for the first time in Arthur Conan Doyle's A Study in Scarlet, published in 1887, the same in which he meets for the first time Dr. John Watson, who will be the narrator of all his adventures. This novel, however, had little success, while the second one, The Sign of the Four, published in 1890, was an incredible success. In 1892 and 1894, he published two collections of short stories, The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes and The Memories of Sherlock Holmes. In this collection, in the story The Final Problem, Conan Doyle, exasperated by the success of his creation, decided to make Holmes die while fighting his arch-enemy, Professor Moriarty. His fans rebelled so much that Doyle was obliged to make Holmes come back in 1902 in his most famous novel, The Hound of the Baskervilles. Holmes doesn't believe in paranormal activities or the irrational, and his motto is, "When you have eliminated the impossible, whatever remains, however improbable, must be the truth." Many actors have interpreted the character of Sherlock Holmes, from Basil Rathbone and Peter Cushing to the more recent Johnny Lee Miller, Benedict Cumberbatch, and above all, Robert Downey Jr. Rathbone was chosen in 1938 to act in The Hound of the Baskervilles and played Holmes in 11 films until 1946. Cushing was Holmes in 1959 for The Hound of the Baskervilles too. He was so good that he played Holmes in a BBC TV series in the 60s and a TV film in 1984. Miller, instead, is a new modern version of Sherlock Holmes. The American CBS broadcast in 2012 the TV series Elementary, where Holmes is a drug-addicted investigator and Watson is a young woman, a previous doctor, and they are both in search of redemption. Another TV series produced by the BBC in 2010 sees Benedict Cumberbatch playing Holmes. The series is called Sherlock and is set in contemporary London. Holmes is a nerd and a hyperactive sociopath. Robert Downey Jr. is the strangest Holmes up to now. Even if his two films are set in Victorian London, however, the character is particularly different from the traditional one. He is ironic, humorous, and he doesn't disdain physical struggle.